и Finland, Sweden and Norway.
My wife Diana is with me too, and we are married 15 years. I have 3 children. My oldest son is 14 years old. My middle daughter is 10, and my little daughter, she is 5. My country was part of Soviet Union 50 years. But in 1991, we became independent. So some missionaries from America came and they started to preach gospel in our country. My sister was 16 years old at that time. So she received invitation to come and they preached gospel in that meeting. When she came back from that meeting, she said, "I received Jesus Christ as my Lord and personal Savior." And she said, "My sins are forgiven and Jesus is my Lord." We were Catholics at that time, so we just not pay attention to her. But you know, after 2 months, her life was changed, and she was a different person. Before salvation, she was not obedient to parents, very worldly person, worldly things. But after salvation, she became obedient. She read her Bible every day, she prayed, she went to the church, she witnessed to others about Jesus. And she spoke much with me, with my wife, with my parents about Lord. One day she gave me New Testament and she said, "Please read that book. And when you are reading, always ask that God will help to understand His Word." So I prayed, I said, "Lord, please help me to understand Your truth." I prayed and I read New Testament about 1 year. Nothing not happened. But I continued to read. So in fall of 1992, I again prayed, "Lord," I said, "please help me to understand Your truth about Jesus Christ." And at that evening, I opened in my Bible Romans chapter 3. And I read that chapter. And when I came to verse 23, where is written that all have sinned, Holy Spirit convicted me in my heart that I am a sinner and without Jesus I will be lost. So that night I said, "Lord Jesus, please save me and be my Savior and my Lord." And Lord saved me. I am a very blessed person today because Jesus is my Savior. After 2 years in 1994, God called me to the ministry and He helped me to start church in one of town of Lithuania. And 8 years I am pastoring that church. Also, in 1994, one man from America, he is from state of Georgia, came and he organized Bible Institute in my country. And we had very good 3 years training. 21 professors from United States came and they taught in that Bible Institute. When I finished Bible Institute in 1997, I said, "Lord, I want to serve to You more." So director of Bible Institute invited me and we organized together Eastern European ministries in our country. And today I am not only pastoring the church, but I am helping 6 missionaries. They are planting churches in different places in my country. So I am going to their places, I am just helping them to plant churches, I am preaching in their ministries. I am encouraging them, my wife encouraged their wives, and we're just serving with them, and God just building very strong and good Bible-believing churches. Also, last year, I started to teach in Bible Institute, and when we had Bible Institute in 94, and we finished in 97, 13 men graduated from that Bible Institute, and this was first Christian generation in my country. Now we have another generation and we just, I have privilege to teach and I have 20 students in the class now and I'm hoping that many of them will be in God's ministry when they will finish that Bible Institute. We are in churches in America. We came on March 28th, so we are traveling much. Franklin Road Baptist Church invited us to America and they were very kind. They paid for our tickets to come here. But God gave just very busy schedule to us. We were in Georgia, in North Carolina, in Florida, in Virginia, in Alabama, in Indiana, Michigan, Minnesota, Iowa, Tennessee. Now we are back to Indiana. We will be back to Georgia next week, and after that we will go again to Florida, and we will be back to Georgia again for the meetings. So I think we will be 4 months here, but God gave many meetings to us. And in the churches we are speaking about building, and we want to have that building in our country for multiply purpose. Number one, to have Institute of Biblical Studies. Number two, to have retreats for pastors and missionaries in our country. Number three, to have Bible conferences where we will be able to train believers. And number four, to use that building for church services. We must to raise $130,000 to buy that building. In those 3 months, Lord was very good to us, and God raised about $51,000. So we are very thankful to the Lord. We are just trusting in Him strongly that very fast that building will become a reality. People in my country, we have 3.5 million people. 40% are without job today. But before coming to America, I said to the people, I will speak in churches in America about that building. But they said, even when we are poor, we also must to give to that building project. So people started to give as they can. And the people in my church, we have 50 members in my church, they gave $2,000 also for that project. And they are continuing to give. And again, we are trusting that very fast that building will become reality. I will appreciate if you will pray together with us. We have some pictures with building and with our ministries, with our family. If you will want to look after services, you are welcome to do that. I appreciate so much for reading scripture from 1 Kings 17, verses 1 through 7. You know, I want just today to speak about very simple, but also very important truth. We have a great God. Amen. Our God, He is great. And it's very sad. Christians are so busy every day, just busy, 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 and they forget that they have a great God. We are so busy with this life routine, and we forget that we have a great God. But just think a little bit with me, what a privilege and what blessing we have. A great God wants to work with us, in us, and through us every day. This is a blessing, because He is a great God. When we are reading the book of 1 Kings, chapter 16, 17, and 18, we can learn that nation of Israel was in a big apostasy. They not served to a great God, they not worshipped a great God. At that day they worshipped idol, Baal, and they thought that Baal will provide everything what they need. They thought that Baal will provide water, food, rain, harvest, everything what they need. They had very wicked king, and his name was Ahab. He was worst king in the kingdom of Israel. He built temple of Baal, he worshipped Baal, and he led all nation to worship Baal. But Elijah was man of God, and he did good decision that day. He decided to serve to a great God. So many people in Israel, they experienced physical drought. But Elijah was blessed by a great God. You know, many people today in my country, it's very sorry, and it's very sad on heart. I think in your country too, they experience spiritual drought today. Why? Because they are not serving to a great God. They are replacing a great God with another thing. But we Christians, if we will serve to a great God today, we can bless. even when others experience spiritual drought. Let's look today a little bit what a great God did in Elijah's life and what He can do in our life today. Number one, a great God protects. A great God protects. When your pastor read verse 1, and from verse 1 we can learn that Elijah was a bold man. He came to the king and he said, "Will be drought in the country because of disobedience. You replaced a great God with idol. So because of this disobedience, will be drought in the country." And of course, when Elijah said that to the king, king not like that. And he wanted to kill Elijah. When we are reading chapter 18, we can learn that he sent his people to find where is Elijah, because he wanted to kill Elijah. So Elijah went, and in verse 2 and 3, we can read that he went and he hid himself by the brook of Cherith. So he left Samaria where Ahab lived, and he went and he hid himself by the brook of Cherith. You know, it's interesting when we are studying those verses, and it will be interesting to look in the map. Ahab, this was a bad king, he lived in Samaria, and Elijah went and he hid himself by the brook of Cherith. So from Samaria to the brook of Cherith will be only 18 miles. It's not very far. So Elijah went 18 miles and he hid himself by the brook of Cherith. We have in my country today mafia. And mafia, they are very strong in my country. If you will buy a new car in Lithuania, where I am living, next day mafia will come and they will knock on your door. And they will say, "We heard that you have a new car." You will say, "Yes, I bought yesterday." Mafia will say to you, "If you want to drive a new car, you must pay $100 per month to us." You will say, "I will not pay." If you will not pay, mafia will take your car and you will be without car. So one man, he was leader of mafia, he did many crimes. Government became angry and they said, "We must find him." He went 1,000 miles from our country, 2,000 miles from our country, and he hid himself. But Elijah went only 18 miles. When I am thinking about that, Ahab sent his people to find where is Elijah. It's not very far to go, only 18 miles. I am sure that they were in the area where Elijah was. They looked, "Where is Elijah? Where is Elijah?" And they cannot find Elijah. Why? Because a great God protected Elijah. We have a great God today too, and He is still able to protect. When I was saved in 1992, we lived in the town where we had 400,000 people, and we had only one church, Protestant church. So we went to that church. Pastor was very young in that church. He was ordained to be pastor by American missionary when he was only 2 weeks believer. So he preached from the pulpit strange thing. He preached that if you will drink coffee, you will sin and God will punish you. He preached, if you will read newspaper, God will punish you. He said, if your wife not to submit to you in little things, you can divorce her. For 2 years, since 92 till 94, from our church were disciplined 60 people. If you will not come to the church 3 times per week, you will be disciplined. If you will not give your offering, you will be disciplined. So, we were in that church. In year 1993, Pastor Larry DeBrine, he's from Franklin Road Baptist Church, he just came here. He came to Lithuania, and we met first time him in our country. And I don't know, but God knows everything. He preached that morning, on Sunday morning, in our church. And God led him to preach. It's just work of Holy Spirit. He preached message from Ephesians chapter 5. How husband must love his wife. And how wife must submit to husband. And people heard sound teaching from the Bible that morning. We had about 300 people or more in auditorium. When he finished his preaching, people automatically, they started to clap. All auditorium, they clap. Because they received answers from God's Word, how to live Christian life. In 1994, our pastor invited one man from Georgia to come and to start Bible Institute in our country. So when this man came, he started to teach sound teaching. He taught about grace of God. He taught what we have in Jesus Christ. And when he taught in Bible Institute about those things, our pastor not liked that. So he went to speak with director of Bible Institute, with this man from Georgia. And he said, you must leave our country today, because I not like what you are teaching here. And he said, you are persona non grata in our country. Was very sad on heart, and many of us we prayed, we said, Lord, please protect this Bible Institute. Please protect this Bible Institute. We just started to receive good teaching from the Bible. Please protect this Bible Institute. So this man from Georgia said to our pastor, he said, if one student will stay in Bible Institute, I will have Bible Institute. God protected our Bible Institute. He not only protected our Bible Institute, he gave 21 professors from the United States. They came and they taught in the Bible Institute. We have a great God, and he is still able to protect today, and he has solutions to every problem. So he is a great God, and number one, he protects. He is a great God, and number two, a great God provides. A great God provides. He said to Elijah that Elijah must be by the brook of Cherith, and in verse 4, he said that Elijah will have water from the brook, and ravens will bring food to him. And when Elijah went, in verse 6, we can learn that he had bread, meat, and water every day. All nations experience physical drought. And you know what is physical drought? Physical famine coming very fast. But Elijah was blessed by God. You know, in our countries, people experience spiritual drought. But if we will be obedient to a great God, we can be blessed. Christians today saying, where is God's provisions in my life? Where is God's provisions in my life? Can we not confess sin in our life? And sin always stops God's provisions. When Israel lived in sin, nation of Israel, their sin stopped God's provisions. But Elijah was obedient to the Lord, and he had God's provisions every day. When Elijah went to the brook of Cherith, he not took with him big refrigerator. He not took with him big bag with chicken, cereal, milk, chocolate. He trusted in a great God. And a great God provided to him. Or we are trusting today in a great God. Or we are trusting more in our monies, in our things, in ourselves. I have a son, and he's 14 years old. He walks to the school, and he must walk 40 minutes to school. He has his lessons, and he comes back 40 minutes. Every day, 80 minutes. We don't have school buses. And in our country, we have strong rain, like today you have. Children must go to school. If we have strong snow, children must go to school. So he walked like that 80 minutes every day, 3 years. One evening he came and he said, Dad, can I speak with you? I said, yes. He said, what do you think? If I will have bicycle, I will be able more fast to go to school and to come back from school. I said, son, it's a good idea. But he said, we not have money for your bicycle. In our country, average income per month is $150. And $100 you must to pay only for taxes for your apartment. And $50 is to buy food. So I said, we not have money. We have money to pay taxes for apartment and money for food. He said, what I must to do? I said, you can pray. He said, about what I will pray? He was 13 years old at that time. He said, I said, you can pray about job. He said, about what? I said, son, about job. He was surprised because he was 13 years old. 40% are without job today and they are adults. So he was surprised from where he will receive job. Every evening my family coming to one room and we are praying together. So we prayed 2 days. And on third day he come back from school just happy. I said, what happened? He said, one teacher came to me and she gave her written material. And she said, if I will type with computer, she will pay. I said, amen. God gave answer to our prayers. So he started to work. He worked very hard. 2 days. Every day 6 hours after school. He did his job. After 2 days, he went to school and he gave material to teacher. And he come back from school very sad. I said, what happened? He said, Dad, I worked 12 hours and she paid to me $1.25. I said, son, this is better than nothing. He not like when I said that. I waited a little bit, his emotions went down. And I said, son, if you will learn to be thankful for little, God can provide more to you. He said, I agree. So he said, thank you, Jesus, for $1.25. He went to the church, he gave his offering, and we continued to pray. After 2 weeks, he come back from school, again just happy. I said, son, what happened? He said, many teachers came and they gave material to me, and if I will type with computer, they will pay. He started to work. He worked 2 weeks, every day 6 hours after school. He did his job after 2 weeks. He went to the school, he gave his job to the teachers, and teachers paid to him $50. He went to the store, and he bought his bicycle. But you know why? Because a great God provided to him. We have a great God today, and he's still able to provide. And you know, a great God very often provides in miracle and wonderful way. He provided to Elijah in miracle and wonderful way through the ravens. But if we will be honest today, a great God even today provides in miracle and wonderful way. We know by memory Matthew 6:33, but seek first kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all those things will be added to you. But many Christians, when they are reading today Matthew 6:33, they are reading like that. God, add me all things, and after that I will seek your kingdom and righteousness. It's sad. But God saying, number one, my kingdom and righteousness. Number two, I will provide. But if we mix order, this is why we are not blessed. Elijah applied Matthew 6:33 in his life. When Lord said to him, go, he went. And he showed that his kingdom and righteousness is number one. And God provided everything what Elijah needs. So we have a great God. Number one, he protects. Number two, he provides. And number three, a great God guides. A great God guides. He said to Elijah in verse 3, go and hide yourself by the brook of Cherith. And in verse 4, drink from the Cherith. And in verse 5, Elijah went and he hid himself by the brook of Cherith. Elijah understood that to be under God's leadership is the best thing. So he just understood that a great God is able to guide, and he obeyed and he was under God's leadership. And he was blessed. All nation of Israel, they were rebellious. They not obeyed. And they experienced physical drought and physical famine. I want to speak about three little things under number three, a great God guides. Guides. Number one, hearing ears. Hearing ears. We must have hearing ears. When Elijah heard, he went and he hid himself by the brook of Cherith. Of course, a great God, he will not speak to us as he spoke to Elijah directly. But we are more blessed than Elijah. We have all Bible with us every day, every day. And agreed God, He wants to speak to us through His Word every day. What a blessing. Or He spoke to you today from His Word. And He wants to speak every day with us through His Word. Or we have hearing ears. My son going to public school in my country, and we not have another option. We not have Christian schools, and law not permit us to teach our children in home. Every week in school they are teaching evolution. So my son come back from school one day and he said, "Dad, you know, teacher gave assignment to me." And I said, "What assignment?" And he said, "I must to write 5 pages about evolution." I was silent and I just wanted to look what decisions he will do. So he started to write. He worked, and he did his assignment. He wrote 5 pages about evolution. When he went to sleep in night, very silently, I went in his room. I took those pages about evolution and I went to my room to read. In page number 1, everything about evolution. Page number 2, 3, and 4, everything about evolution. I became sad in my heart and I opened the last page, number 5, in top of page, everything about evolution. But in the bottom of page, in big letters, he wrote, "Dear teacher, I respect you, and because I respect you, I did my assignment." And he wrote, "But I want that you will know that I don't believe in evolution, because everything is created by God." And I rejoiced in my heart, because my family, every day we are reading God's Word, and it means that my son had hearing ears, and he heard that everything is created by God. God wants to speak with us every day through His Word, but we must have hearing ears. And if we will have hearing ears, this will help us to be under His leadership. Number 2, trusting heart. Trusting heart. Lord said for Elijah, "You will have everything by the brook of Cherith." And Elijah trusted in the Lord and he went. God blessed Elijah. But when we're reading those verses, God blessed Elijah only in his appointed place, by the brook of Cherith. But Elijah had trusting heart in the Lord, and he went to that appointed place, and he was blessed by God. I'm sure that many of us, we want to be today blessed by a great God. So we must be with trusting heart in His appointed place today. And what is today God's appointed place? I believe the church, where we must be busy serving to the Lord, busy with God's things. And if we will be in that appointed place with trusting heart, God will bless us, even when many people experience spiritual drought. So number 1, hearing ears. Number 2, trusting heart. And number 3, obedient will. Lord said to Elijah, "Go." And in verse 5, Elijah immediately went and did what Lord said to him to do. Sometimes it's very easy to obey to the Lord, but sometimes it's very difficult to obey to the Lord. What we are doing when it's difficult to obey to the Lord? Maybe for Elijah it was difficult to obey in that situation. All nation experienced physical drought, physical famine. And Lord said to him, "You will have everything by the little brook of Cherith." But Elijah had obedient will. When we read verse 7, that after some time brook dried up, where God said to Elijah to go? To the widow. Can be that for Elijah was difficult in his mind. "I must go to the widow. She will provide to me. She is woman. She is widow. She is Gentile. And she will provide to me." But he had obedient will. he went, and God blessed him through that widow. So when it's easier to obey to the Lord, we must obey. But when it's difficult to obey to the Lord, we also must have obedient will and today to obey to the Lord. We have a great God today. He protects, He provides, and He guides. But a great God needs Elijah's today with hearing ears, trusting heart, and obedient will. And I want, before finishing, to encourage every one of us. We can be Elijah today with hearing ears, trusting heart, obedient will. And just think now with me, when we are finishing, about this blessing. Serving every day to a great God who protects, provides, and guides. And even when many people experience spiritual drought today, we can be blessed by a great God if we will be obedient to Him. Thank you. And God bless you.